I love the sound of the chimes in the morning. Obviously, this is recorded Saturday morning, and it will be played Saturday night. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Canned Energy Show, August 15th, 29, 2009. That's a 29, you could call it. Anyhow, we had a great, as usual, Friday night was a fun show, a lot of callers, and really got into some interesting stuff, getting into quantum biology, which is a new field out there. It's accepted. It's becoming, there'll be probably Nobel Peace Prizes handed out in that field very soon. The PEAR Lab over at Princeton is well into that, as well as other labs. Anyway, we're jumping in on a seminar here, and Dr. Bell is demonstrating a pyramid on the head, right side up and upside down, how it changes the energy drastically from being right side up, giving strength, and then reversing to the female energy, which most people are not strong to handle, where the person being tested gets weak when it's upside down. So with that, we will start the process. Take me a minute to get the audio just right, but that's what the fun of it is. Well, Dr. Bell's in there.
I'm not saying everybody.
He's kind of, there he is.
This is what this anti, and the people that are
demonstrating what he's talking about
is this science. The people that control the
small charger. Yeah, you see, one of the things that the Pleiadians, actually, listen, the Pleiadian idea of the Andromedas simplified the device. And because when you get into the understanding of female energy inversion, which causes homosexuality,
that's why you have all these clear,
say we're getting that audio tuned in there. Some of these tapes are too bassy, and some of them aren't bassy enough, and others are trebly and not trebly enough, so we have to fool with it every time. These old tapes have been aging for a while. They got raging information on them.
Well, that's the expansion side of the brain. What you have is an expansion contracting. You have a two-way continuous universe. You don't have a created universe. You have a creating universe. It always has been.
Yeah, let me have...
It doesn't have no beginning and end.
Come up here. I'll show you something. I'll have Mary up here for a second.
Now, of course, there's audience interaction here.
Okay, now just test. And when I push down, resist, okay? Mm-hmm. Resist. Okay, feel your strength. Okay, now let's see, we're wearing power down too, right? Mm-hmm. Put the power down this way. This is the positive energy, energizing the carbon atom. Now, if we reverse the energy of the carbon atom and feed it inner energy, boom.
Wow.
Yeah, instantaneously short circuit. Because people... You're supposed to be, this is what you're supposed to be. And you're supposed to have oxygen, nitrogen, and water. Hydrogen atom is here. The nitrogen atom is here. And this is rotating around the carbon atom. And when you have nitrogen and hydrogen and oxygen working around here, there's this vacillating process that's going on. The carbon atom is moving around the Pleiades. Okay, we're going around the Pleiades now. Consciousness, this carbon atom, is bringing the seven levels of consciousness into your body through the chakras. Well, like you say, when you shut down the chakras, when you start shutting off the membrane abilities or the osmosis process of the body cannot breathe fluids. The body, in order to work consciously, has seven organs called endocrine glands that secrete hormones into the bloodstream. What happens is we come around the Pleiades, we're now having to pull out the female energy to give the intelligence to make the proper balance of the hormones and the steroids in the body. But what happens is the gray technology is taking away the bottom part of the pyramid. And so everybody is going right brain, and this bottom part isn't there anymore. So what has to happen is we have to re-cement this bottom intelligence. We have to make the carbon atom, which is the red blood cell and the iron in the body, whole again. How do we make it whole again? Is we have to inject consciousness. But in order to inject consciousness, we have to inject it through biochemistry first. So we have to inject consciousness with minerals. Minerals are keyed up, skewed off on the wrong vibration. Minerals are wanting to see this energy. They're not wanting to see this. That's why the Andromedans gave us a very simple device which takes this energy and concentrates it into something. What is it concentrated into? Minerals. So it concentrates in the DNA of the trace minerals of the body, this upside down energy. Notice that the majority, notice the container. The container is designed to go exactly parallel to the negative side of the pyramid. Because we've got plenty of minerals up here in this polarity, we lack the minerals down here in this polarity. So this is projecting this. We take this into the system. This then tells the DNA a whole new ballgame. And then the DNA then goes into the cell reproduction structures. The entire body structures change, the fluids change, and we become whole again. See? Exactly what it's like that.
I'm working on some technology right now let me go into this, because this is very important for your understanding. The hydrogen is the third octave. Carbon is the fourth octave. And when you get up to the third octave, carbon and hydrogen are gyroscopically on the same plane. They're on a different tonal level, but they're on the same gyroscopic plane. Hydrogen is third octave, carbon is fourth octave. Okay, what hydrogen is hydrogen contains eight other elements. Now, science is totally unaware of this stuff. Ethylogen and delogen are the correct name for deuterium and deuterium and tritium, which are what they call heavy water isotopes. This is what science calls them. Russell called them ethylogen and delogen. That's their correct name. See, what they've done is they've perverted everything to Russell. Russell never got credit for any of this stuff because he would have destroyed their whole system if they let him continue. But he went on teaching anyway, and Tesla told him, he says, two things, they'll either discredit you or they'll kill you. And so what they tried to do was discredit Russell. And they just got recently the derogatory letters that he got from people. I mean, here the guy is a consummate woman, and people are writing him derogatory letters saying he's a fruitcake, he's bananas. Russell was probably one of the greatest geniuses that ever lived, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he operated totally from mind. He totally disconnected himself from the senses, and he was able to draw out the entire geometrical structure of the universe. I have most of his drawings, and you got to look at these drawings. I mean, if you want to understand what's going on, how these aliens, I'm telling you, these people can be stopped. I have the knowledge to stop these people. But I want to find somebody that wants to do something. I want to do something positive. I don't want people to get this. I don't teach this stuff to anybody for the simple reason that it's powerful. When you have knowledge, you have responsibility. And if you don't have spirituality, the temper of the knowledge, you can go negativity and become very destructive. I have the knowledge to destroy this entire universe. And I'm not saying that from ego, I'm talking from consciousness. Consciousness is when it's operative, which it is, if you get beyond the third dimension into the non-linear state. See, third dimension is entirely linear. And time is the interval between two polarity reverses. You've got wave amplitude and crescent wave. See, what they're teaching, everything they're teaching, and this is the reason people don't understand is what they're teaching is erroneous concepts. They're now teaching you the Boyden's principle. You've ever heard of the Boyden's principle? There isn't a nuclear physicist in this country that knows about the Boyden's principle. Every action, reaction, has a time decay is equal and opposite reaction and is repeated sequentially in reverse polarity. Here's the Boyden's law. Every action and reaction is voided as it occurs, is repeated as it's voided, and is recorded as it's repeated. Those are the two laws that they never teach anybody. And when you understand the Boyden's principle, see what the senses do is they only see the forward flow of time. They don't see the backward flow of time, which voids the forward flow. That's your simultaneous reaction.
Okay, we call that dharma. That's called a dharma.
Dharma. And what you do is you get into the sequential movement of reverse polarity, which is repeated. See, everything's recorded in the inert gas rings. Everything is ever done. And if you access the inert gases, then you access everything that's recorded. See, it's recorded in the inert gases, and then it's repeated in reverse polarity. Okay, what the senses do is they pick up the reverse repetitious sequential movement of the wave, which is the forward flow of the wave. And so what that does is that creates the seminal projection of the recorded mind idea, which is sequential movement of the wave, which is viewed as reverse sequential polarity, and the senses conceive it as motion. This is why you think everything in the universe is moving. What these cops do when they sit there with radar, and I went into court and pointed a radar gun at a jury, and the jury was going 100 miles an hour, and the judge says, "Keith's going out." and what they were doing, what all a radar unit does is it measures. See, light does not move.
When you get into Russell, you'll find out that light is not moving. Nothing in the universe is moving. What light does, what the cube does, is the cube insulates the curvature of the wave field. And what the waves do is when they reach the flat planes of the cube, which are the boundary planes of the curved universe, it reverses polarity. The wave reverses itself and starts moving in the opposite direction. And what the senses do is they measure, what your senses do is they act as mirrors. And in synchronicity, they synchronize themselves with wave motion. And what you're doing is you're constantly reflecting waves. And what you do is you're reflecting polarity reversal. And what the cube does is it measures the interval of between polarity reversal. So what it's doing in essence is it's reflecting wave reproduction or wave reflection. Waves are not moving, they're being reproduced and reflected at 186,000 miles per second. Yeah,
when we get into the digestive part of proteins, I'll demonstrate how that works. That's where the receptor works. But what we got to do before we cut you loose in here is I got to get everybody up to speed so they understand what you're saying. So I think you're over the heads of some of them, but I totally understand what you're saying. And so we'll take a lunch break. Now, how long are we going to take a lunch break for, Prof. Bill?
Well, it's up to you, but really, an hour would be good enough.
Yeah, an hour. We'll take an hour lunch break.
Right here, everybody.
And what he's saying, you can let that go into your consciousness now, and then when I'll come back to this basic stuff, get the basic stuff down so that you understand it, because I know some of you are understanding what he's saying and some of you aren't, and I'll show you how to mesh all this together. You know?
This is golden age. What I'm talking to you about is golden age technology.
Yeah.
And I'll go into why we're not in we're unbalanced because of the,
you gotta let me get them up to where you're at. So you'll probably be talking tomorrow at some point, you know.
Okay.
It's just gonna take a whole day of basics to get, otherwise what'll happen is everybody will get too spaced out. So let me give them the basics.
Okay.
So then you'll be able to get questions from some of the things that you're saying.
You're going to have a lot of questions. You can have goal. We can have, see, I'm. This is not a fan. Everybody thinks I'm a fantasy, but I'm not. I'm in. We shouldn't be flying in airplanes. Every time I get in an airplane, I'm going to vomit because it's so stupid. You're using fossil fuels and using propulsion systems. We should be using implosion.
Yeah.
You can use. All you have to do is neutralize centrifugal force, and you can run the wave up to maximum compression, which is the speed of light, and you can do 90 degree turns going at the speed of light without the plane without your instrument flying apart. That's what these aliens are doing. They're using this technology now. You can have this technology now. The knowledge is here and available to have this technology now. Not 100,000,
yeah.
Because time is linear. Time is an illusion. There is no past and present. There's only now, the now, the present.
Okay.
This is advanced tech. This is what the Atlanteans. I was doing all this stuff. Now.
Okay.
Okay,
we got to stop now for about an hour.
Okay, before we break, just real quick, we'll be moving like the chairs out. We'll have lunch outdoors. There's no eating.
All right. So in our vitamins, is everybody in here? Anybody in here not taking our vitamins? You're not taking them yet?
Not yet.
You will be, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so just a little bit more on the vitamins, as soon as we've gotten this far. In order to keep from, one of the things that the grays do is they attack our immune systems. That's primarily through the food chain what they're doing. I'll just give you one or two examples of how they do this. First of all, a natural vitamin would have an aura field around it. If you were to take a picture of it, it would have an aura field around it. Okay? A synthetic vitamin, if you were to take a picture of it, wouldn't have an aura around it. Okay? There'd be no aura. So what that means, seeing as we are, an aura is our light frequency, is our energy, which is primarily manifesting before the physical body, not afterwards. So if you put a synthetic vitamin into your body, it has to do one thing. It has to absorb light. Okay? And it will do that. It's like a battery that needs to be charged. That's why when you go get synthetic vitamins at the store, it tells you to take food with them. Because they want you to take food. Because when you take synthetic vitamins, which they have mostly like one a day, Theragram, M, all these, when you take these things at the health food store, or from the store, and you put them in your body, and you put food with them, not only are you destroying your body and stealing and raping different things out of your system because they're synthetic, it's also destroying the nutrition in the food. And that's one of the big programs of nutrition. That's why the FDA wants to control it, because they want to put out 100% synthetic vitamins to kill everybody quickly. So one area that they've gone after, is the heart. The heart is a real good area. Second ray, they attack the second ray. And what they do is, first of all, they give you negative information on cholesterol. First they have everybody eating margarine. Now they tell you margarine's no good. And everybody eating butter. Because they don't tell you that when you measure cholesterol, you're looking at the HDL level, lipoprotein levels in the body. And there's a good form of cholesterol and there's a bad form of cholesterol. And when you eat a lot of synthetics, your body produces a good form of cholesterol. That's not the way to do it. The body should produce its own cholesterol in the amount that it needs. Chromium, once again, is the element that balances the amount of cholesterol in the body. It will lower the LDL levels. Secondly, it's okay to have high levels of cholesterol, because if you don't have them, your body will manufacture them, because it acts as lubricating the fluid, cell walls, all this kind of stuff. So the first thing they do is they associate heart disease with high cholesterol levels. And in order to do that, they create a large amount of what I call the negative cholesterol, the one that's not good for you. And the way they do it is they do it through the vitamin chain, and primarily through dairy products. If you were to go down to the health food store and look at the milk containers down there, you see large amounts of vitamin A added, right? Large amounts of vitamin D added. These are synthetics. So what happens is, when you put a synthetic vitamin D in your body, because your body doesn't normally get the amount of vitamin D that it requires from the sunlight anymore because the ozone layer being off, you put a synthetic vitamin D in your body, your body then will not metabolize calcium. If your body doesn't metabolize calcium properly, you'll have a calcium imbalance, which leads to a heart problem, because the heart relies on calcium. And after you stop growing, the number one ingredient, a mineral, number one use of calcium is to keep your heart going, producing an enzyme called actin. Then if you put synthetic vitamin A in your body, your immune system goes to hell. And that's exactly what you do when you drink dairy products that are fortified with vitamin A and D. You destroy your heart and you destroy your immune system. Okay, I can go through every food on the shelf that's chemically or handled, and they're all something wrong with all of them. So what we do is we put 20,000 units of vitamin A in the vitamin, a natural form, palmitate, and a beta carotene form. Next area that they attack you is the cholesterol level and the types of vitamin E that are out there, which is very little. You need a large amount of vitamin E, which is an antioxidant. We put a large amount of that in here, and we amplify its effects by putting selenium with it. Selenium will amplify the effects of vitamin E 50 times. And then on top of that, we add different forms of folic acid, we add biotin, choline, and PC lecithin. When you hook lecithin and choline together and biotin, you produce several different hormones in the body. One of them is called acetylcholine. And when you have that present, it causes your brain to function properly. When you don't have acetylcholine, it's like the eraser. And what acetylcholine does is, if I want to change this on the board, I have to erase it. So acetylcholine is a type of a hormone that erases one set of information from your DNA, your conscious recollection of DNA, and puts in a new form. If you run that all together, your body starts producing feedback currents in it, and you end up with diseases like Parkinson's disease and all those kinds of disorders. So you can go into all the disease conditions that go on, and you can find from a nutritional point of view how the FDA always plugs in things that aren't good for you and leaves things out that are good for you to keep your body in a stick conscious up for. So for these reasons, we put huge amounts of all these vitamins in here. The entire B complex, like I mentioned earlier, is necessary to keep the things that cause cancer, carcinogens, out of your system. If you have, for example, if you start processing seeds like we do, what happens when you process seeds? You take the husk off of rice. Like, the worst thing you can eat is white rice. It's completely erased your body of B17, and you end up getting carcinogenic.
So by putting the entire nitrosamine family in here, B1 through B17, or B12 through B17, we eliminate the problems of nitro carcinogens. When you breathe air, you need to have a large amount of oxygen to go into the cells. By introducing hydrocarbons into the atmosphere, it destroys a lot of the oxygen characteristics of things in the blood that carries oxygen to the brain, and also destroys the brain's ability to produce vasopressin. Vasopressin is a hormone that, when it's present, gives you feelings of euphoria and creativity. And hydrocarbons in the atmosphere from automobile exhaust, one of the first things it destroys is vasopressin. Vasopressin is made up of lysine and arginine, two amino acids, B6 and B3. And so when you combine the three of them, you produce vasopressin. When you put these in concert, when you put lysine, arginine, and B3 in your body, on an empty stomach, it causes a blood-brain barrier, and your body assimilates this stuff. So that's, once again, necessary to take these vitamins on an empty stomach. Because if you look on the label, you'll see lysine and arginine in large amounts. And so you go through the whole entire label, you'll find DHEA in here.
You want to take them on an empty stomach.
You want to, yeah. If, in fact, if your stomach is upset, you know, if you got heartburn or gas or something, it's good to take the vitamins instead of Pepto-Bismol, because we have digestive enzymes and they'll settle your stomach immediately. You won't be feeling upset anymore. If you look it down here, you'll see peppergreen, peppermint, wintergreen, all these different
enzymes. Was it any better time of the day, like first thing in the morning when your system's empty, or does it not matter?
You have to kind of find the frequency that works for you. I like them about midday myself. Some people like them at night. If I take them at night, I have a tendency to stay up all night because the B15 goes to work. Remember, your body, when you sleep at night, burns up 80% of the nutrition, because your brain is probably one of the most active elements during sleep, and probably uses up more nutrition than any other part of your body. I'm sure his brain is burning up a lot of nutrition.
You got to have the roots for it.
So anyway, another one, when you get past 20 years old, your body stops producing DHEA, ethylhydroestriol. And when DHEA is produced anymore, you no longer metabolize your carbohydrates and fats into simple sugars. You end up breaking them down into fats, and your body stores them. So that's when you start getting big and fat when you get older. And so DHEA, anything that takes a brain length of time, will live longer, about 30% longer. So, of course, when the FDA found out the DHEA did this, of course, they made it illegal immediately, because it was on health food stores. Were putting it out in a potato form. It comes from a yam out of Mexico. But we found a source of it in the Japanese form of lean muscle, clam. So we use an extract of that clam in here. It's down here on the green lipid muscle, 400 milligrams. And then we have a whole lot of different herbs in here that are necessary. We have anti-ash herbs. What anti-ash herbs do are clean out the antigens from your body, because when your body is digesting meat and insecticides on tomatoes, and when you eat strawberries, you get large amounts of bromine. You know, I don't know if you remember in chemistry, they used to show us the deadly elements, you know. And in our chemistry class, we had bromine. And bromine wasn't in an ordinary bottle. It was in a bottle that was clear, and inside that bottle was another bottle. It was so poisonous that it could leak out through the lid in the inner bottle and get into the outer bottle if they didn't have a double seal on it. And, of course, in chemistry, we weren't allowed to use bromine for anything. But if you study what they spray strawberries with, it's bromine. Okay, so if you eat strawberries, you're going to die. You know, that's my favorite fruit, unless you get the bromine out of them. So there's all kinds of stuff, like herbs in here, to get rid of all those effects. And so when you end up studying this label, it's a pretty complete nutritional item. And then when you want to go into therapy, like you want to stop smoking or something, you figure out the elements that the tobacco is substituting, primarily nicotinic acid for nicotine. So you increase
outside oil, your niacin intake, along with this formula, and then you'll stop smoking. So you use it as a base for any kind of nutritional supplementation. And that's basically, I don't want to get too heavy in vitamins today, but I just want to know why these are so cool, you know. It's what they call a full spectrum vitamins.
Some of the vitamins suggest for children.
Yeah, children. Those are good for children. And you can, these are all natural, and we spray ride the herbs on here. We use a non-toxic gelatin capsule. We don't even compress them, you know, because when you compress them, the heat from the compression ruins some of the enzymes. These are untreated vitamins. And if you don't want the capsules, you can just pour the vitamins out in a spoon and eat them direct. And they taste good, too. So vitamins are very important. We go from vitamins into protein. Protein wants to come into the body as a left-handed spin. You'll never see L-tryptophan, for example. I mean R-tryptophan. You see L-tryptophan. And what happens is, when you polarize light to the left, it's natural for the body. Yet when protein is assimilated from a DNA level outward, it has to be assimilated into a right spin. And so that, so the body has to go through the process, a mirror process, and reverse the left spin into the right spin. And this process is where ELF comes in. ELF warfare is destroying the human's ability to do this. Okay, this becomes psychological warfare, which I'll explain in a minute. Because this is one other area that we have to address with these extraterrestrial systems. We go from protein next into peptide chains. Okay? Neuropeptides, polypeptides, in other words, chains of proteins, long chains. Then, when these proteins have finally chained themselves up, you end up with what's called a hormone. And the hormone is the first unit of biochemistry that possesses consciousness. So you go from mineral, enzyme, vitamins, protein, peptides to hormones. Okay? Does anybody have any questions on that chain right there as we're defining it?
That's why they took all the trace minerals off. So
oh yeah.
The FDA is run by the United Nations. They set up a law called the U.S. Codex, and under the U.S. Codex, they maintain a 2% purity standard. So what they do is they take out all the trace minerals because they're brand new impurities. USP, which is the United States Pharmacopoeia, does the same thing. You remove all the trace metals and purity. 93% of the salt industry is the sale of trace metals. They manufacture all the steel industry, uses trace metals to manufacture their steels. They take magnesium, potassium, chloride out of salt, so they can, it's all mind control. So money and mind control. The whole salt industry is not based on salt, on the sale of salt. Only 7% of the salt industry is sodium chloride. 93% of the salt industry is trace minerals. They're taking all these, and they're put in there by nature on microdoses. They have to be in microdoses. What I mean by microdoses is one millionth per part or 10,000 per part. You can't have, well, this is why people have too much copper or something.
Yeah, we don't put, by the way, we don't put any copper in our vitamins at all. We put zero not of copper because everybody has too much.
They're just taking advantage of people. You don't see some of the remarks these people. I just tune into the remarks. They'll be stupid bastards. They'll pay anything. I mean, this is the kind of attitude they have. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a doctor, and I deal with people on disease levels. I can tell you clinically that 99.9% of the people are clinically brain dead. When the brain shuts down, when the hydroelectric energy shuts down in the brain, the spirit cannot function in the body. This is why you have no spirituality. It's the electrical potential that attracts the radium of the spirit. Now, the ancient word for radium is hydrogen, which is the third octave. So when the hydrogen, when you become dehydrated, the spirit can't function in the body, so you have no spirituality. And so what they do is they get people involved in dialectical materialism, which is what the system is run on. This entire system is dialectical materialism, which is being fed by being greed and vanity. That's why people are, and what they're, all these teachings, Einstein was part of this whole thing. In the scientific end, Einstein was the, he got all his works are based on Stalin's works. Go into the Communist Manifesto and read it. I can give you a paragraph line number where it came from. His whole E equals MC squared is based on dialectical
That's how they're controlling people, by controlling the amount of water. Yeah, it's really interesting how you know, what USDA and then the RDR and MDR label rating, you know, minimum data requirement. And if you were to look at the requirements are, which are established by the National Academy of Sciences, MDR and recommended daily allowance, it's just enough material in food to avoid a near-death experience. And so what you're saying is what I do is it's really interesting. I have what I call tourist consciousness, you know. And basically most of the world, people in the world, are tourists. They're brain dead. They're totally brain dead. And here in Laguna Beach, you can really see it. I mean, you'll see a tourist going up to a store, looking at something in there, completely blocking the sidewalk for other people passing by, totally brain dead to what they're doing, and two or three other people start staring at it because they are not even knowing what they're looking at, creating a, you know, a looky-loo situation, you know. And this is the way this planet runs. I mean, this is 99%. It's probably 99.9% of the planet is this way, you know.
The Zionists call them goy, which means cattle.
Yeah, and the grays are here to harvest them, which is what they're doing.
See, well, what do they do with cows? I mean, do you think this is... I'm not talking allegorically. What do they do with cows? They butcher them and eat them. That's what they're doing. They're killing people and eating them. These grays are sterile. Everything is sterile from nuclear radiation, which is what Russell goes into in his books. He goes into what radiation does, which is based on plutonium and neptunium, which the correct names are urium and uranium. That's what their real names are. Russell was the one that discovered both of these elements. He gave them to science so they can make the hydrogen bomb. And then they go over there and bomb the... I mean, when you get into this thing, it's
now
we'd like to talk about it.
Well, we'll go to the next step. Now,
for a minute,
if there's any questions on any of this, and we don't need to hear about them, because if there's anybody here doesn't understand what we're talking about here, you're going to get lost in short order. Trust me. We haven't even started to scratch the surface yet. So if there any questions on any of these nutritional pathways and stuff that we're talking about at this point?
So in terms of like ELF, like the meditation we did, does that actually affect the hydrogen?
Yeah, that is a conscious pathway for your body to subconsciously understand. In other words, we consciously program your subconscious with a mantra with that meditation, which is in my tape series too. Roy listens to that pretty regularly, right, Roy? Tape series? Is that one of your favorite tapes?
Yeah.
And because when you start relating, if you try to catalog all this stuff from intellect, you're going to brain fry. You got to understand it from the intuitive level without even thinking about it. You don't have to think about it. It has to be automatic. If I walk up and look at somebody and tell by the color they have on something about their character, just by the clothes they're wearing.
Now, the hormones are stored in seven different areas of the body called endocrine glands. Each set of endocrine glands has approximately seven different sets of hormones.
So you'll end up probably with some number like 49 sets of basic hormones before you get into other types of hormones. And each one of these hormones represents consciousness, every single one of them. You take away any part of the hormone structure of a human, you take away or steal their consciousness away. Okay. One of the prime directives of the depopulation program is to remove consciousness, because consciousness is trying to become aware of its ignorance, and they're trying to program more ignorance in so it never becomes aware of anything.
The endocrine glands are triggered by, they have small antennas which respond to vibration. The vibration of sound, vibration of light, colors, planetary energy, stellar energy, lunar energy. All of these forms of energy exist and put a vibrational note down on the endocrine glands, causing them to relax
and release the hormones into the bloodstream. And these waveforms, or these antenna structures that are enveloping the endocrine glands, are called the chakras. And we have seven different chakras in the physical body that we work with. When the hormone is released into the bloodstream, it goes by osmosis into the blood, doesn't go direct, there's no arterial connections, it's done through the walls of the membranes, which is when he talks about the dehydration process. It stops us from happening, which is a big thing with salt and all of that on this planet. And then what happens is the hormone now comes up, goes up to the brain. When it gets up to the brain is basically a switch. It is a switch that's open, that will close, causing electricity to flow down through the three different nervous networks we talked about earlier this morning. Or it's a switch that will be closed, and the hormone arrives there and will stop or cancel out a previously traveled neuron pathway. It'll stop an action in the body. The ones that start things off are called receptors, and the ones that stop things are called effectors. So you get a constant vacillation of these switches called synapses at the brain site based on the frequencies of the minerals directing their rate of closure and their rate of opening. And this vibratory information, which is DNA imprinted from everything that you put into your body, has DNA in it. And so this information is orchestrated into the aura field, producing what we call reality. Okay? That's where reality comes from. So the mineral kingdom has a very strong effect on producing reality in our consciousness. This is the basic picture of how the body works. Okay? Is there any questions now at this point?
Now, this is a wild idea, but what if I took some gem elixirs and put it in my county's water supply?
Some what?
Gem elixir. You know, the vibrational remedy. Is something like that possible to do?
Sure. What happens, the water supply is one area that is constantly being fooled with, okay, worldwide. But see, the thing about ELF, if you come up on the planetary level, we have our ELF generator in Sydney, generates down to the water table the entire planet energy, and then it's released through the surface of all, through all the different vortexes that come up to the surface. This energy is released. In Russia, they generate ELF in Siberia. These are the two areas. Now what happens with this ELF energy, it comes in, hits your body in various ways, causing you to metabolize hormones that are not congenial or friendly towards raising consciousness. These have become destructive enzymes in the body, destructive hormones. Okay? And I'll show you now, I'll take you through one action of how this works. I don't know if it's me or this room, I'm a little bit stuffy. Is it stuffy in here?
You can open that up for lunch more.
Yeah. Breathe. I can compare.
It's a light condition, it attracts light condition. If your body's in a negative state, then it doesn't reflect it. You remember that, and you understand the truth. That's how you know. That's why the Bible says, "Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." If you create a condition in your body, only that condition will be duplicated. What you're doing is marrying your own condition. If you have a negative condition in the body, you attract negative energy into your body. You will not attract that into your body unless your body is negative to start with.
Do we have any glue here, Lucille? Glue here?
It should be. We're going to do a muscle test now. It shows some strange things.
Where's my sweat projector box? We can do it too. We'll glue it now.
Probably a magic marker will do it.
Yeah, I want something. I want to use glue. I want something that's deadly. Yeah.
Yeah. about the Windex? That's the most.
Okay. Next case in point.
See, then what they're doing is teaching people the erroneous concept of Gnostic people believe that like conditions, like conditions attract, unlike conditions repel. Remember that. Coulomb's law says that opposites attract and likes repel. That's not true.
Well, so if you meditate, then does that bring good things to you? Because you seem to be balanced.
Yeah. Because you have to be balanced. Hydrate yourself. What, you want to see how it changes yourself. I'll start taking solid. I'll show my goal in my pocket. Are you going to be here tomorrow? Uh-huh. I'm going to go into salty sea salt and water, but it doesn't bother me.
How about gray salt? Is that good for you? Because I've been buying that.
Okay, they're only salt and salt, but it's salty. It's salty quality in Brittany, France. That's where I get my salt from, Brittany, France.
Okay, now I want somebody to come up here that's never worn a receptor before. You've never had one on before, right? You don't know anything about it, right?
No.
Good.
Do I want?
Okay, now I want you to put your arms straight out, like a fist. Okay, now when I push down, resist. Muscle testing, right? Here's your strength. Okay, now this here contains methyl chloride, methyl ethyl ketone, flammable, vapor harmful, decomposes, harmful gas when heated, harmful to eyes, maybe harmful if swallowed or absorbed through the skin.
You won't feel a thing. Rigor mortis is going to set in.
Yeah, second. This is basically a breath of country air here. Okay, put your arm back out. We'll just start breathing that.
That's a steam wave and a test tube.
Well, that'll kill you in about 2 minutes. Resist. See the difference? You can relax now, see? Yeah, there's no more strength, is there?
No.
And you're getting pretty sick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now we put this on. Okay. She wants that glue. She's put breathing back out. Okay. Okay, start breathing it. Now watch this. Watch it. Resist. See the difference? That's actually industrial science.
Oh,
work.
My gosh.
Give me that back now. You can't have that. See, that's what a receptor does.
Oh, wow.
Wild, huh? Amazing.
Oh.
She likes the glue now. She likes the glue.
It's like the guy who's standing on the railroad platform and the train was coming by. He won't get too close to the platform, the train will go by there.
You did.
Go ahead.
Okay, now, here we go. When you take in a protein, right? Let's say that, in this case, this is a tomato, right? Okay, now, a tomato, obviously, is a mineral, enzymes, vitamins, proteins. It's the whole shooting match up to here, right? But along with this tomato, it's been sprayed with, say, arsenic. Arsenic is a very common insecticide used on tomatoes. So here comes the tomato in, and of course it's a left spin tomato, right? Wouldn't have it any other way, because, you know, a right spin coming in would be arsenic or cyanide. Okay, that poisons our right spin going into the body. Okay, so here comes a left spin tomato. Now, immediately, you probably heard it. In order to assimilate something, you have to have the 8 amino acids present. Does anybody know why you have to have them there? You ever wonder why you can't have 7 amino acids there? It's got to be 8. You know why? Because the basic 8 amino acids, first of all, there's 4 essential amino acids in DNA, and they combine into 4 more. These amino acids generate a frequency of 3.58 million cycles per second, and they're transmitting it. It's like a bat with its radar. And they're looking for a phase shift, a Doppler shift, to come back into the body. And so this is called, on a chemical level, messenger RNA, messenger ribonucleic acid, this process.
because there is chemistry being exchanged here, but there is intelligence behind that, and that is what we're talking about. As soon as the body, as soon as the amino acids over here identify the amino acids that are over here, it sends out this messenger RNA, and then it sends out what's called trans RNA. And some of these disconnect from over here. They come over here and they connect up to the old tomato. When they hook up the old tomato, they disconnect some of it. And they bring this all back over here again. And so the DNA ladder on the protein level has grown longer. In other words, you've assimilated protein. In the process of doing this, the spin goes from a left spin to a right spin. Chromium is a key element in here. Once again, chromium is a key element in the body to make sure to preserve the biochemical integrity of that. So strangely enough, you begin to see now why you want to put chromium in your body. So when you start to come down with an illness, before you put in vitamin C, which will eat an alien virus. Okay? So what happens is with ELF comes into your body and tells your body, hey, it doesn't matter if there's some, you know, right spin arsenic on here. No problem. Take it anyway. That's what ELF does, okay? So the body takes it anyway. So pretty soon, your body starts building up all of these poisons in your body, okay? And these poisons, when they build up in the body, are called antigens. And when the antigens build up to a certain level, cell fails, and you start producing free radicals, and you have a disease condition. Eventually you die. Okay? When you wear the receptor on your body, you don't think that her body wasn't taking on some antigen when she was breathing this. We were gassing real good here. When the receptor was being worn, it caused the body to reject a certain amount of this chemical going in the process what it had to take anyway. So it increased the electrical level, and so this then on a precursing level, which was this precursing, and then we have electricity, and then we have biochemistry. Up here on the precursing level, this is a precursing device, he told her body that to handle the transaction but not to be weakened by it, be empowered by it. So what you have to do with this environment is not run away from it. You gotta transmute it. You know, it's gotta be transmuted, everything. You've gotta be able to fit poisons in your body and handle it. So one of the big things with Pleiadian Andromedan technology is it teaches your body how to deal with these antigens and how to deal with ELF. Now, how does ELF get in the room? Now, ELF is coming into this room not from the tube plug, this plug right here. It's not coming through that. It's coming through the ground wire. That's how it comes in, through the grounding process. That's why people don't understand what it is, and that's why it affects them. And if you notice this device right here, it's connected to the ground wire, and it's neutralizing this. Actually, it would be if it were grounded. It's not grounded properly, but at least it's picking the ELF up, processing it. That's why the second wire is running outside into the ground.
That's one of the reasons they require a third ground thing. They ground all electrical outlets now. By code, that's the problem.
Oh, yeah, because they can poison you with more ELF. You bet. Because ELF is a high frequency. And if you have a floating end on that wire, which that you have a floating conduit there in the ground, you've established a tuned antenna, basically. And that tuned antenna, in order to be an antenna, has to be grounded, because antennas are grounded on one end. And so what you've done is you're allowing ELF to transmit right out of the ground, right into your body. So the receptor is very necessary. The Devastar or the Star Orb is very necessary.
That is connected to the ground?
Yeah, but that's not properly hooked up.
But when it's hooked up, you just run a wire from that to your ground?
Yeah, it needs to go from the ground to that outside to the ground, or from the ground to that to a water pipe. Okay? It needs to go to some ground that's physically in the ground, not some ground that's coming down from electrical power. Okay? So these frequencies are transmitted. If you don't think this is happening, go home, take half a gram or 500 milligrams of niacin to see if you light up or not. Because niacin releases the histamines in the body that releases the antigens that are stored in the mast cells. So, and we put a large amount of niacin in here, but I religiously take a couple of grams of niacin a day on top of these vitamins. The reason I don't put that much in there, because they would become toxic for people, because they can't handle that much detoxing at one time. So, the next thing that we work with our systems, is surface tension. Okay? Surface tension is very important. Anybody have any questions on this, by the way? We can go a lot deeper, but we won't.
It's interesting that for the 8 octaves, I think they conform to the 8 octaves in music.
Yeah.
Or 9 octaves.
This house has got a tremendous amount of ELF in it. I can feel it. And it needs, when we get to the next break, you know, we need to drown out the
science and medicine.
This thing right here. This area of town, Laguna Beach, has a large amount of ELF in it. That's why I don't live over here. When you go up to the house tonight, where I live, when you come up tonight, you're going to feel, this is a beautiful structure to work in for a seminar. But this area of Laguna Beach is full of ELF. When you come up to the house tonight, you'll be on a vortex, which has very little ELF. To tell you how bad this area down here is in town, I'm not putting the area down, but right down here is Los Brisos, right? You go right down Fifth Drive, and you go around the corner down there, there's a restaurant right over here in the corner. It's a real pretty restaurant, right? It's a place where a lot of drug deals are made. It's famous for that. It's a mafia kind of hangout. One night, a gray landed here. It was about October or November, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It was, I remember it was a Saturday, a Friday night. Ship landed out here and landed on the beach right over here by Los Brisos. Because the grays always land this part of town, and the Pleiadians over on the other side of town, which is what happens here.
Segregated?
Yeah, it's segregated. And so first thing that happens is about, I was down at a place called the White House, which was one of my little places where I go, hang out at night sometimes. And there was a whole bunch of cop cars blocking off the street, Coast Highway. They had it completely shut off. So you had to come down Coast Highway on Broadway and go up Broadway. You couldn't come in this part of town. And right here in the alley out here,
well, that was quite a bit of fun. 53 minutes of fun there. We'll have more of that next week, I do believe. So that concludes the Saturday night special, Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Don't forget to order the new book. The new book, Inside Track. We'll be back. Signing out.
Next street coming this way, parallel to Coast Highway.